always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Hey, yo, what's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian, and you are tuned in to Yada the King Radio, home of banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. And we about to get this thing popping. Similar to the NBA playoffs, man, the scene is looking real good, man. It's about to get there, and I'm hoping to see some teams do some damage, man. We're seeing a lot of great games right now, man. But besides that, man, I'm going to go back to the Lou. I've been in St. Louis interviewing all these cats, not actually in the city, but we got another cat, man, that just dropping. He's dropping an EP. It's about to come out, and that's the homie Alcam. He gonna be with me today, man. We gonna chop it up. Y'all gonna get to hear his story, how God saved his life, his music, everything like that, man. You definitely want to check this out, man. And I'm gonna say this, man. I keep saying this, but until I see another city step up like St. Louis is doing right now, I'm gonna say St. Louis is the city that's doing the most right now, man. That's what I'm gonna just say, man. I mean, and I you see I'm interviewing a lot of cats out there, and these ain't even the flames out there. This ain't Jason Flame. This is a lot of other cats doing the groundwork as well, putting it in, man. And today's topic of the day, we're gonna talk about what it means to be radical, man. Radical for God, how we was radical in the world, and how we got to change and keep that radicalness for the Lord, man. And I'm gonna go into this joint right here, man. This is a real song by the homie Richie Righteous. The song is called No Mistakes. If you ain't checked this out, check out the video as well. Visit thesouth.com. It's out there. I know it is. Yada the King Radio. Let's go.
I don't know where to start, Lord. Then again, I didn't start it. Dear Father, yeah, your son is so tired. I'm still so young, but I feel like I should be retired. I know that the work you're calling me to do is great, but I'm wondering, do I really have what it takes? See, the pressure's rising up, and I feel like I'ma break. I don't know if I can handle what you're putting on my plate. See, the crooked way is easy, it's harder on the straight, but you can tell that I believe you. My work show my faith, but it's hard not to get poisoned when you live among snakes. When people say they love you, but they heart is full of hate. They claiming that they real, but for real, man, they fake. But who am I to judge them? I'm in no better state. My wife and kids love me, they say, Daddy, you were great. My church family say they appreciate the fact that I keep it real, but sometimes I feel fake. God, I wonder if choosing me was a mistake.
No, 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 I don't ever make mistakes. I am the potter, you are the clay.
Son feels like I'm losing air. I know you said you won't give me more than I can bear, but when I stare into my past, I want my dad back. I'm still haunted by the night he got the heart attack. Now who's gonna teach me how to raise a family? No one to take the time to teach me what a man should be. These were the questions, I really couldn't see the plan, but your spirit taught me by the word how to be a man. I'm trying to do the right thing. I'm a preacher, father, and a husband. Come to think of it, I'm like him. Who would've thought your boy would grow to be a preacher? And across the world, you hear my music through their speakers. People looking up to me, they say I'm an inspiration. I'm getting called to the sick to lay hands and pray for them. The man that I am in the public, they love it. But the man in private, now that's the one I fight with.
No, 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 I don't ever make mistakes. No, 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 I can take the good and the bad and the ugly. I work it all together and make it so lovely. Cause I am God and there is no one above me.
He said, my word created the Milky
way. And the same word upholds the universe today. My word is so perfect, the sun stays in its place. And the earth has never fallen out its orbit. Finite man, you should have known better. My word is the glue that holds everything together. I am outside of time, man, way beyond eternity. I don't work for this, it's the opposite. It works for me, the sun, moon, and stars, and every single planet. They are all in obedience to my commandments. Finite man, remember this, that science is the study of what happened when I spoke in Genesis. Now with all this power and all this glory, I could destroy your world, dog, and restart the story. But instead, I became flesh and died for your sake. And what I died for, don't you call a mistake?
No, 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 I don't ever make mistakes. I am the black, you are the clay. So just back up and let me create. No, 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 I can take the good and the bad and the ugly. I'll work it all together and make it so lovely. Cause I am God and there is no one above.
Searching for a purpose, what emerges is nothing less than dope.
Moment in my life wanted to be loose from. I've been broken, peace stolen. People need to see what it means to believe. On, everybody wanna know why I do what I do. No, God saves, gotta let them know he's the only way I'ma make it through. Everybody wanna question life, but ain't nobody ready the answers to him. Everything I do, everything I say, I do it for the people we lose.
Never risking, looking for the words that can free us in an instant. Distant, looking for the exit right there. Breathless, walking like sheep with a death wish. Not a mention of a name or a mention of a change. In the center of the pain, side to side like a rose petal in the rain. Trying to pedal in the rain, getting burnt like kettle to the flames. We never budge or settle for the change. Never true, never transparent, cellophane. Got some good in my blood, but I bet it's vain. And it's strange when you see somebody grab hold. Choose life, break free from the black hole. Never give in, never stop, never look back on these trials. Gotta move, gotta strap on, listen up.
I need an answer. Can you take me higher? I wanna feel
Face Music Group presents
J-Mac's new album, For His Glory.
Available at iTunes, Holy Culture, and anywhere music is sold.
Available right now.
Featuring singles like I Am.
Purpose driven, your mind is heaven's intentions. Now you focus vivid and you see clearly just why you living.
What is your greatest decision? Is it For His Glory?
Available at jmayonline.com. jaymayonline.com. Smiley D just dropped his new album, True Spoken. Check out the single, Keep It 100.
Still trying to bounce back from mistakes that we made. All my folks that died and we're trying to get paid.
Pick it up at Google Music, Android Market, and Amazon.com. Check out his latest music videos at smiley-d.com or youtube.com/smileydgospel. Brand new single, Jeremy Lin.
That's why you see him Christ balling like Jeremy Lin.
Okay, so when I go in there for judgment, I need how many points to get into heaven?
1,000.
Should be, no problem. I was a good husband. How many points do you think I'll get for that?
Oh, 2.
2? Well, how much for being a doctor? Now, I saved lives.
3 points.
That's it? What about the time I ran into that burning house to save a kitten?
That was good.
And?
2 points.
But I could have died.
2 points.
I banked a lot on that stupid cat.
I'm sorry.
So, to get into heaven, I need...
1,000 points.
And I have...
7. It's time for you to go in now.
No, wait a minute. I'm a pretty good fellow. If all I get is 7 points... How does anyone get into heaven?
They don't take the test.
What? Now, why not?
Because they know they don't meet God's standards.
Then how do they get into heaven?
They've asked Jesus to take the test for them. They get in on His score, not theirs.
Are you putting your faith in what you can do or accomplish? Or are you putting your faith in God? Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio, at lifelinepro.com.
Right there, Rhema Soul, need an answer. Sometimes we get to a place where we like, man, hey, I really need an answer from God. If your kids did something, you might need an answer from there. Like, what happened? Man, but that's a new joint, man, from their brand new album, Red. Definitely go pick that up when it drops. And I got the homie Al Cam with me right now. We getting it in, chopping it up. The way we like to get things flowing on Yada the King Radio is to talk about how you came to God. We call it your testimony, man. How did God save you, man? Let us know.
Well, it was back in 2006. I knew a bunch of guys that I did music with back when I was, before I got saved, when I was in the world. And one of the guys actually got saved. And for some reason, out of all of us that hung out together and kind of did music together, he used to kind of hit me up and invite me out to Bible study. And I was like, what I look like going to Bible study. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
My mind was nowhere near on God. My mind was nowhere near on church. Like you say church, I'd be like, yeah, right. And so I decided to go one day. At the end of 2006, I decided to go. All these guys around me getting saved. So I decided to go, and I kept going. And eventually, I started feeling God started tugging on my heart.
Yeah.
And I remember the book we was reading. We was reading the book Nehemiah. And the youth pastor in the church was going through it. And I remember going home in my mess, opening up my Bible and reading and having a thirst for the Word of God. And I couldn't put it down. And I started reading it all the time. And it got to the point where I was able to feel myself being fed spiritually.
Yeah.
And then when I go out in the world, you know, I be around a lot of sin and a lot of people. I start feeling myself being spiritually drained. And so I remember in Bible study, I was talking to the youth pastor, and I was like, what's that feeling? Like, I read the Word of God, and I feel rejuvenated, and I feel good. And then, like, a day later, I just get drained. And ultimately, he was letting me know that it was because of the people I was around, some of the people I was associating myself with. That early in the process, it was draining me spiritually. And so from that, and I started feeling the weight of my sin, and it was just, it was a slow process. Like, I know a lot of people get saved and they go to church and then they run to the altar. But with me, man, it was a process. There was a lot of barriers in my life and over my heart that kept me from opening up. And eventually I did go to the altar in church in April of 2007. That's how I got saved, man. And it all started at a Bible study. me getting a thirst for God. And I was surprised they came.
Wow. Now, I think that's pretty tight, man, because it's always good to hear how different people came to God. You know what I'm saying? You was like, hey, I don't want nothing to do with church. Talk to me about that person, man. How even he probably knew that you was like, man, I don't want to go to church. But he still asked you, man, what would you say about that cat now? And do you still know this cat today?
Yeah, man. His name is Vernon Houston, man. He's still a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
We still chop it up from time to time. He was real serious about his friends. He still is, but at the time when he knew me, he was real serious about the faith, real serious about his friends.
Yeah.
And I guess he saw something in me, and I don't know what it was. I guess it was the Lord putting it on his heart to keep talking to me, because like I was surprised. Like, why does this dude keep hitting me up talking about church?
Mm.
And so, eventually, man, it changed my life. He was just consistent. He was consistent.
No, that's what's up, man. And definitely, man, Easter resurrection service, not Easter, I'm sorry about that, is coming up, man. And you know that's when cats is going to come to church. So make sure you get out there, ask them, say, hey, man, we got a church service going down. They got Good Friday service. Man, they got so many different services that you can invite these cats out to. Man, be willing to ask, man. What would you say has been your experience on the flip side? You asking some cats that you may not have thought would come to church. Man, share that with us, bro.
Yeah, well, a lot of times, I get different responses. I had a couple of my old friends I used to hang with. I invite them to church all the time, and sometimes they come, sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, the problem with them is, and we debate about it, is they view of the Bible. Like we literally debate the validity of the Bible. Like they feel like it's not valid.
Yeah.
They feel like the Word of God has been tampered with. And so when you're dealing with that, like it's really hard. To explain somebody from the Word of God how God is real. And so, but they definitely see the change in my life. They definitely know it's something different. And I really don't have too much of a big problem inviting kids out to church.
Yeah.
But when you do, like I've noticed that when you see somebody having a thirst for the Word of God, I think it's real important to start pouring into them, to kind of take them up under your wing.
Mm.
Kind of help shape, allow God to use you to help shape and mold them.
Yeah.
Because without that, like you're playing the risk that they may be saved. God has probably entered their heart, but because they're not changing their environment, because they're not changing who they're around, and they're not getting a good understanding of the Word of God, it's not going to be evident in their life. Like it won't be no fruit that will burn. So. Like I think it's a process. You invite somebody to church and you build a relationship with them. And I think a lot of times we miss that as Christians. We don't look to build relationships outside the church, because a lot of times we may feel that they may pull us down. But to me, it depends on where you're trying to meet them at.
Yeah.
And so if it's like on the school campus or in a neighborhood, then it's definitely a good idea to invite them out to church, kind of build relationships with them, and to not just be closed off to those who are just believers, and those who are not believers, you don't associate with it at all. So, you win some and you lose some, but
right.
My response has kind of been up and down with different people that come to church. Sometimes they accept it, but they don't want to stop living the life that they're living,
mm-hmm.
or they do go to the altar, and then when you try to pull them up under your wing, they're not used to that, and so they kind of close off. And so, but every now and then you get some of them who hungry, they hit you up. They want to come into small group sessions, and they want to come to your accountability meetings. And when you find somebody like that, like they have a desire to grow, and to me, that shows. To me, that's fruit being burnt.
Yeah.
Buried at that moment, spiritual food being buried in their life. And so when you see that desire, like gotta be there with them.
Gotta get on it, man. And then after that, we turn it up like the single that we're gonna go to from you right now, man. Chop it up with us. Talk to us about this song, man. You did talk about it earlier, but for the people in the podcast, what is the essence of this song? What you trying to get out?
Well, the message "Turn It Up" is basically in the whole song is about submitting yourself to Christ and allowing Him to turn your life up. A lot of times we always talk about God using us or the anointing being on our life. But like John 15:5 say, you know, God say he's the vine and we are the branches. Who abides in Him will bear fruit, but apart from Him, you can do nothing. And that's really where the song came from. It's about submitting yourself under God, submitting yourself to the vine as a branch, and you will begin to bear godly fruit, and God will use you as a vessel of honor and not a vessel of dishonor. And so, the song was to encourage Christians to be consistent in their daily reading, stay connected to the Lord, like no matter what you got going on in your life. It was also to encourage unbelievers who may be peeking over the fence of Christianity and who don't understand or who need answers. And it's like all the answers are in Christ, you know what I'm saying?
Can I get an amen?
Everything else will be added into you. And so that's really where the song came from.
All right, man. So we're going to hop into it. Alcam, Turn It Up on Yada the King Radio. Let somebody know it's going down. Here we go.
Johnny Mac just tell a little homie that I heard of us. When the fact that I know that he came to cover with blood injected my veins, painted vivid picture enough to remember that it's enough to be confessing his name, reflecting a frame. It is a shame some people is out and this was for fame. Trying to get known in reality, he's standing and aim, professing his name. So I tell him, let's go. Give it up and get in the giving growth scale. Tell him what it is, I tell him that I know. My father got a 90 rolls in my soul, and change with it. I don't need no fame with it. Please come and bang with me. I don't need no chains with it. Just a walk, come and hang with me. Come on, fresh, still dang. My father got my back for his bride, and that's affirming of So I tell him that Christ that we live and die is the game. Precious to kill the sick cause it brain. Pride and shame, afraid to proclaim, denouncing his name. We suffer in pain, defeating and slain for losing our aim. We're jumping in the ring and never betraying. Now tell me what it is, now tell me who to blame. We turning up, we never had the will to turn enough. No purpose cause no work to us. Persecution was worse enough. Discipleship we hunger for. The world still perversing us. We rather test our luck with no savior. Living out of touch. You can get it, this not my home. This body is winning, let it shuffle for drive. I'm in the backseat, out the sunroof, tell the whole world I'm with it. Forget my life, and about me, not for 1 minute. Can't take credit, just how I'm living. Forget my life, and about me, not for 1 minute. Let God turn it up if you feel me, let's go. She's the winner to the people that are living in the law. So we call the town on the hill. Tell me what the deal is, my God is for real. My life is so real, back is not real. Back in summer we feel more a premier. Christ is my king and my job and career. Everything else take a seat to the wheel. My wife, my kids, even career. I wasn't one in that living for years. But I tell them I'm out. Give it up and get it and get it and drop out. Tell them what it is.
devil and he's evil. I drop the E off of evil, he's a villain. I drop the V off of villain, he makes me sick and I'm ill. So I bust him in the eye, he's a big L. Loser, loser, loser,
he's a big L.
Loser, loser, loser,
he's a big L.
Loser, 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 yeah, I got my hands in the air, cause I'm going.
Yeah, that's the homie Real Paul. The song is called Devil I Lived. Man, definitely, I like that joint, man. Had to put it in. Check out his interview as well on yattatheking.com right now. I got the homie Al Cam. We're getting it in, chopping it up. You know what I'm saying? He told us that his favorite team ever was the 96 Chicago Bulls. And he said, these are the words that he said, they would sweep any team in the NBA right now, 4-0 in a 7-game series. So if you got something to say about that, hit me up, man. I want to. We definitely see what's popping. But man, Outcam, you got this new project, man. The EP. What's the name of the EP, man? And tell me a little bit about why you came up with this project, man, that you're working on right now.
The name of the EP is "Here I Am to Worship," and the reason it came about is because I wanted to do something original, but I didn't want to do an album just yet. As an artist, there's a lot of things that, as far as resources and certain things I don't have access to at this moment that I would like to have access to when I start working on my album. And so I decided to work on an EP. And the title, Here I Am to Worship, it came from the concept of me presenting myself unto the Lord as a sacrifice for His glory. Mm. And so this project is a reflection of me sacrificing my life unto the Lord to be used for His glory. And that's where the title came from. If you listen to the songs, Turn It Up, that's one of my most extroverted songs on the EP. A lot of it's introverted, personal experiences, my views, through my lens, through my biblical lenses on how I see life and things I've been through. And to present to the world as an example to express my love for God and the need and how important it is to have a relationship with God that I have. And so that's where the title came from. I think it's a real good project, especially to be an EP. I'm real impressed with the project. A lot of people who heard it, really impressed with it. Even though the title was Here I Am to Worship, I got maybe two worship joints on the album, and it's 10 songs on there. But so it's not like a bunch of slow joints, but I do got some worship joints in there that you guys will love. And yeah, man, so I'm excited.
All right, man, and in the shucks, man, I was getting stuck right there. But anyway, in the fun facts, you shared some of your favorite Christian hip hop artists. Talk to me, man, about your who has inspired you to do what you do, man. Even if they're Christian hip hop artists or any even pastors, who's inspired you to do what you do?
Well, the first Christian hip hop song I heard was "Let's Go" with Flame, Jason, and Trug. And when I heard that song, I did not believe it was Christian. And when I found out that was a Christian song, like, it just blew me away. And that right there, I wouldn't say it inspired me to do music, but it opened up my eyes into a world that I knew nothing about. And so, originally, I didn't even think I was going to do Christian rap. Like, I was just a fan.
Yeah.
Like, I would be in the gym working out, bumping Life on Life and Kingdom People. And after the music stopped, and I'd just be listening to it, not thinking, like, yeah, I'm going to try to do this one day. And I realized that I was just sitting on my gift. Mm. I believe God gave me the gift to use words to inspire people. I did it when I did music in the world. And so I was like, why am I sitting on my gift? And so I prayed about it, and I started doing music, and just everything kind of came together, even the studio and the people I worked with. And God just started opening up doors from there. And,
Man, talk to me about the first time that you ministered Christian hip-hop, man. Tell me about that story. I know you probably remember it. So talk to us about, man, what happened. Go through the steps with us, man.
Wow. The first time, it wasn't that long ago. It was late 2010. I was doing the release of the mixtape, and I performed a bunch of my songs, and I started talking to the people in the crowd about the songs that I did and why I did them. And when I got done, like, a bunch of guys came in from the street, and they didn't know what was going on, but where my church is located at is in a real grimy area. And so a bunch of guys came in from the street, and they seen the mixtapes on the table, and I just started passing them ones out and just started talking to some of them about the music and what God has done in my life.
Yeah.
And so it was a banging experience. It was a banging experience.
So it was like a gang banging experience. He had the cats come in. You know what I'm saying? Did any fruit come from that, man? I know you probably planted a lot of seeds that day. Did you see any of them come to Christ later on, man?
No, I didn't. I would see them sometime when I go to the church, and they say thank you for the CD, but I never really seen. Some of them I didn't even see again. Like, I don't know what happened, but some of them I kind of seen, and then they kind of disappeared. And so, who knows where they at right now? Hopefully, they did plant a seed and wherever they at.
Yeah.
They're serving the Lord.
Man, that's good stuff right there, man. We getting it in with Al Cam right now, man. Going in, talking about his latest EP, Here I Am to Worship. We're going to go to this next song, man, called So Beautiful. Talk to me about this joint right here, man, because this is like a whole, from Turn It Up, this is a whole nother type of song right here.
Right.
Well,
So Beautiful, I wanted to do a song that encouraged women. And with the women that I see in my life, like my first lady and different women, Christian women in my life that I see holding me down, being faithful, I wanted to do a song that encouraged them, because a lot of times we see in Christian hip-hop, there's a lot of female supporters, but it's not a lot of songs that's tailored to encourage them. And so I kind of wanted to do a song that encouraged them, and even women that don't have a relationship with God, to let them know that even though you may have been beat up by the world and you've been in probably bad relationships, like, you're still beautiful, and especially in God's eyes. And so you do have a home in Him. And so
that
was the whole gist of the song.
All right, man. So let's check this out. So Beautiful by Al Cam right now on Yada the King Radio. Let's get it in. Here we go.
One of the most amazing things you can witness is a beautiful woman of God. So I wrote this song to my ladies. Let it go like this. All the ladies, stand up and get your hands up. If you know you're beautiful, then go ahead and clap it up. Go on and clap it up. Go on and clap it up. I tell you it's your song, so go on and clap it up. I tell you she's so bad, I can't really help it. Finding a good thing, I tell you this girl a blessing. Crazy, she gon' rep it. Fly like a feather. Concerned with the Lord, not impressed with world pleasure. She beautiful. Yeah, baby girl, come on, put your hands up. Yeah, I know you beautiful, I know just what you stand for. You the classy type, ready to be a wife. But content in your singleness, holding it down right, right here. She worth more than your paper. You need more than jewelry and cars for you to date her. Not impressed with the lames, her aim is the creator. So you can keep them whips and them chains, she for the savior, whoa. But she know she still deserve it in church every Sunday. Living for the worship, voice of an angel. Humble like a servant, smile so amazing. This girl is the greatest, yeah. So down to earth, she been beautiful since birth. Tip to make a wife, you better be a man, she know her worth. And she not gonna let anybody walk her up out the church. You better be a man of God, willing to put him first. Stand up and get your hands up. If you know you're beautiful, then go ahead and clap it up. Go on and clap it up. Go on and clap it up. I tell you it's your song, so go on and clap it up. I tell you she's so bad, I can't really help it. Find it a good thing, I tell you this girl a blessing. Christ, she gon' rep it. Fly like a feather. Concerned with the Lord, not impressed with world pleasure. She beautiful. Yeah, baby girl, go on, put your hands up. Cause I know you beautiful, I know just what you stand for. Felt a lot of pain in your life. You wear it so well, so elegant, the style of your life. So now I can't tell, well, yeah. Single mother raising a kid to a wife holding it down. Husband handling beers, so on campus. A model to women on how to live. Not persuaded by the pressure your prayers give. For real, for real. Yeah, this your song, so go on, clap it up. Tell the DJ, put it on and keep it on repeat. See wonderful women about every week. But to see the women living for God is so sweet. Got a nice walk, matching your talk is unique. You so beautiful, forget what they heard, they can't see. All my ladies standing firm in the word, I get weak. But I only want uno, you know. All for the me. Ladies stand up and get your hands up. If you know you beautiful, then go ahead and clap it up. Go on and clap it up, go on and clap it up. I tell you it's your song, so go on and clap it up. I tell you she's so bad, I can't really help it. Finding a good thing, I tell you this girl a blessing. Christ, she gon' rep it, fly like a feather. Concerned with the Lord, not impressed with world pleasure. She beautiful. Ooh. All my ladies stand up and get your hands up. All my ladies stand up and get your hands up. All my ladies stand up. And
is just so wonderful. I feel like you're taking me to another level. Going higher and higher up. Kinda like elevators. I'm on cloud 9, just left cloud 8. If you keep elevating, I'll be in outer space. I belong with you, I'm never out of place. You swept me off my feet, so I stay on my face. It's because of grace that I'm not in my coffin. I give you my life, that's my tithes and offering. Yeah, I see the stars, I know they higher up. But I don't worship stars, they ain't high enough. Don't worship movie stars, they never died to save me. Don't need fancy cars, your love it drives me crazy. Your love it saved me, this is my dedication. You lift my spirit, spiritual levitation. I'm on a higher level, and I don't plan to lose it. The sky is not the limit, and you about to prove it. Cause when you elevate me, you elevate the music. You take me higher, elevate the music. You take me higher, elevator music. You take me higher, elevator music. Lord, you take me higher, elevator music. I let my life speak, you got me silent on them. Your love is so electric, you got me sliding on them. You gave me Christ's light, oh yeah, I'm shining on them. So now I'm in the clouds, you got me gliding on them. Oh yeah, I'm flying on them, because you lift me up. They can keep their coffee, you're my early morning pick me up. They could never slip me up, cause you keep my feet planted. You're the only one that brings the harvest from my seeds planted. You love me first, that's why you're never second. I know I love you, I'm never second guessing. You lift me up, and I ain't looking down. Keep elevating, to me there is no ground. I'm on a higher level, and I don't plan to lose it. The sky is not the limit, and you about to prove it. Cause when you elevate me, you elevate the music. You take me higher, elevate the music. Hey! You take me higher, elevator music. You take me higher, elevator music. Lord, you take me higher, elevator music. I'm on a higher level, and I don't plan to lose it. The sky is not the limit, and you about to prove it. Cause when you elevate me, you elevate the music. You take me higher, elevator. Hey. I'm on a higher level, and I don't plan to lose it. The sky is not the limit, and you about to prove it. Cause when you elevate me, you elevate the music. You take me higher, elevator music. You take me higher, elevator music. Lord, you take me higher, elevator music. Lord, you take me higher, elevator music. Lord, you take me higher, elevator music.
Hey, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
Real hip hop.
Hey.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
DaSunderTheSouth.com, the online source for all hip hop.
This is the one.
CD reviews. The latest news. And your very own community profile. Are you DaSunderTheSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads. Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more. At TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms. Online community. And most of all.
Yo, turn it up.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
WestCoastFire.com.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Elevator Music, the homie Mike Real, another cat out there in St. Louis, project just released, or it is coming out really soon, it did come out, I remember was talking about it. Y'all need to go check that interview out as well. Mike Real came through on Yada Da King Radio, we got it in, had a great time. I'm having a great time with the new cat right now, Al Cam. For some of y'all that may not have heard of him, he's putting it down right now. You guys heard a couple of joints right there. So, man, we're going to keep it pushing, man. Outcam, this is what we're going to do, man. We're going to get on the topic of the day. And the topic of the day is all about being radical, man. And talk to me real quick before we get real spiritual on them. What are some things people are radical for, even though they might not know they're radical for already?
Wow. First off, Jordan. Standing in line for 6 hours for some shoes, that's crazy.
Yeah, that is. What else? What else would you say?
I would say money. You know, people get real radical when you put dollar signs in the middle of it. They get people radical. Let me see. I don't know, man. Like, I just people just radical for whatever they desire.
I like that. Well, for whatever they desire. So, what does it mean when you say they're radical for it? Okay, you said cast my stand in line for the Jordan 6 hours. What are some character traits that you would say go along with the word radical? What are some ways that they might act when they get these things?
They'd be excited. They be desperate to get it. When they get it, it brings them joy. They be happy. It's a lot that go into it, but I know mostly when you radical, you desperate. You willing to go to any extreme to get it.
Yeah.
By any means necessary.
Can I keep it real?
Like when those type of thoughts come into play, you radical for whatever it is you doing.
So let me ask you this. Do you think being radical in that sense is a good thing? I mean, you even, let's say for some people, they're radical about their religion. You know, we could talk about that. Some people are radical about Jesus. Some people are radical about different things. Do you think it's healthy to be radical about shoes, money? What would you say about that?
It's not healthy at all, because the crazy part is they radical for it, but then once they get it and after they sit on it for a second, they're not happy. They're not as happy as they thought they would be before they got it. And so they on to the next one. And so they radical about something else, and eventually it's going to take you on a downward spiral, and you're going to be left with a bunch of things that you don't even enjoy. And so if you're going to be radical about something, first off, check your motives on why you're radical about it.
Yeah.
And then check what it is that you're radical about. Because it may lead you down the wrong path.
Yeah. Now while I was brainstorming, I couldn't think of the word that I wanted to talk about until that word radical came out. And I got to shout out Mother Molin. Man, this lady, powerful woman of God. She's in her 80s, still going hard for God. She'll preach in a second, in a heartbeat. You give her the mic, right, she's going to prophesy. Like this woman of God is a wonderful woman of God, man. And what she says all the time is, I'm not just saved, I'm radically saved. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to ask you this, Alcam. When people get saved, sometimes it's like, do you feel like the radicalness that they have for the world kind of diminishes sometimes? What do you think about that, man?
I think it depends on the people you're around. Like I'm a firm believer that, you know, whatever the crowd around you is doing, that's what you tend to do. If you got saved and all of your friends that you got saved with, all the people in the church that you was in, if they was just pew sitters and they wasn't active in the faith, or they wasn't radical in the faith, they you tend to kind of sit there along with them, unless you change some things that's going on around you. And so what I've noticed is that when you have people in your life that's pouring into you, or people in your life that's encouraging you to do a certain thing according to the word of God, that's what you tend to do. And it's just a personal testimony. I had never went out into the city and just witnessed to random people that I had never knew, that I probably would have never walked across unless I intentionally went to that place, until I was with a group of people that wanted to do that. And majority of them was older men in the faith. Who was pouring into me. And so before that, all the people I was around, we was just kind of hanging out, and we was comfortable with that. But I think a lot of times it's the people you around, I mean, also your view of Christianity. Because if you look at Christianity as something that you can come to and receive blessings from God, and you come to God so you can receive a better life, which the word of God do say that you will have life more abundant, but it's not just about you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, you're called to service. And so if your view is not on service, if your view is not on outward expression of love towards others, then you're going to just get comfortable and just chill out and not be radical. But if your view is that this person next to me is diminishing, and I have a joy in a relationship that's amazing, then you definitely will be compelled to shut it.
Yeah.
Despite how you may look.
No, that's good right there, man. Talk to me about what it looks like when you have a group of radical Christians, man. What does it look like? What does it do? You kind of talked about being around other people that are radical, but what would it look like, man, with praise and worship, with studying the Bible? What does it look like when you got radical believers, man?
Man, it's intense. It's serious, and it's very challenging. When you got radical believers around you, they not gonna let you do stuff that's just mediocre. Okay, they gonna hold you to a high standard, and it's not to be legalistic or to just try to be religious and just smack you with the Bible, but it's to help you grow and to help you bear fruit and to help you be used as a vessel of honor and to bring God glory. And so when you got people like that in your life, like, there's only two things you can do. Either you understand and agree with what they said, my fault, or you disagree and you you excuse yourself from them group of people.
Yeah. So radicalness is something that, if we could use this, it's a catchy thing, man. If you're gonna be around a radical saint, it's going to make you either, as he said, get with them or shake from them. You know what I'm saying? What would you say real quick has been your experiences with radical people? And then we're going to move on to the next joint.
It's been a blessing, man. Ever since day one, I've been getting discipled. Up until now, my walk has done a drastic change.
Yeah.
From the time before I was discipled to the time now. And even the people around me, has witnessed the growth, my spiritual growth, just by having somebody who was radical pouring into my life.
Yeah. No, that's what's up, man. That I love it. We got to have radicalness in our life. We got to be radical. And I'm going to just say this, man. If you feel like you've had a hard time being radical in your walk with God, man, feel free to give me a call. 425-243-4285. We'll pray for you. We'll definitely encourage you on some ways to get radical about God and get anything that's holding you back out your life, man. That's what we got to do. I'm going to talk on the topic of the day just a little bit later. But we're going to go to this joint, man, from Alcam called No Designer Frames, man. Now, talk to me about this joint right here, man.
Wow. Well, Designer Frames, man, I'm not sure if you're familiar with D-Flow, but D-Flow hit me up.
Yep.
And wanted to know what I do a track. If he made the beat, and I was like, send it to me. And when I heard it, I'm like, this mug dope. And I wrote the hooks. And the reason why I wrote the hook, because I mean, it's a true story. Like, growing up, I wanted to have flashy cars, money, the attention that come along with it, all the fame, because I thought that meant something. But now that I have a relationship with Christ, I don't need none of that, and I can still see the richness of God's glory without the money, the cars, the clothes, you know. So that's where that whole song came from, No Designer Frames. Like, I don't need designer frames to see that God is wealthy, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like a metaphor, but it has a practical understanding as well.
No, that's what it is, man. So we're going to hop into it. No Designer Frames featuring D-Flow by Alcam on Yacht of the King Radio. Let's get it in, y'all.
Yeah, when I was young, I wanted finer things.
Come on.
I'm talking big cars. I'm talking diamond rings.
Come on.
To be a big boss with a lot of change. But now I'm seeing wealth with no designer frames.
Let's go.
No Gucci, no Louis, no Prada, no designer frames.
Let's go.
No Gucci, no Louis, no Prada, no designer frames.
Let's go.
No Gucci, no Louis, no Prada, no designer frames. Cause now I serve a God with a designer name.
Yeah, Alcam, go to work.
I pull up out there with that Lamborghini, never seen
never
it.
Seen
Bugatti
it.
Coupe hit the clutch, disappear just like a
like
genie.
Genie.
I'm talking Dolce, Cabana shades and red bottoms. That was my dream to do it big.
Yeah.
And get them dollars, but my guy woke me up, now I do it big for the father. I let it go, let it go, sirenara. He paid the debt, he popping tags because he raised me up. You say you pay the cost to be the boss, but you don't make enough. I see the riches of his glory, so get your paper up.
Or no diamonds on my wrist, talking how they freeze your brain. Hold me bragging on how cold I am, sneezing out the game. If that's my purpose and aim, it's a shame.
Yeah.
I'm better off the lane. That way I cannot add into the problem.
Yeah.
It's like provoking and putting steroids inside a monster.
Yeah.
It's time to turn the flesh to the grave. Where the revolvers I'm standing for. Focus on God, forget them dollars.
Yeah.
You see, I'm fresh without that polo boy.
Yeah.
Without Combati. See, I don't need no foes, no 26s, don't gotta ride on posts, I ride on 66s, and I know you heard that once before in a bunch of songs, but I have to say it once again, gotta let you know, getting in your door, this is real life and not music, we not here to make a
us on, to make a hit, to put us on, to make us rich, then we gone. Yeah,
when I was young, I wanted finer things. I'm talking big cars, I'm talking diamond rings. To be a big boss with a lot of chains. But now I'm seeing wealth with no designer frames. No Gucci, no Louis, no Prada, no designer frames. No Gucci, no Louis, no Prada, no designer frames. No Gucci, no Louis, no Prada, no designer frames. Cause now I serve a guy with a designer name. I see the wealth and I ain't got and had no shades on. So focus, I'm on fire, I'm in the zone like the ozone. Or like 2-3, yeah. But not the 2-3. But like MJ, Mr. Clutch, shooter 3. Banking, yeah. And I know my status, yeah. Not about, yeah. What bank I get, yeah. It's evident, yeah. I am his, yeah. Child, I represent, yeah. With every limb, yeah. Crucify, yeah. My body, yeah. When I resurrect, yeah. I'm very, yeah. Rich. See me, yeah. In the sky, flying, yeah. By, yeah. Like Mary, yeah. Did. A spoonful of sugar, keep the medicine down, yeah. I'm like my father, I'm practically perfect now. What in his eyes, so I get my daily doses to stay super calibralistic, expialidocious. And I'm telling anyone, yeah. Who woke me, yeah. Is rich and in, yeah. All your golden, yeah. Silver and, yeah. All your diamonds, yeah. Platinum, onyx, yeah. And rubies, yeah. The passion, the Christ, yeah. Is moving, yeah. My life is, yeah. Like a movie, yeah. That's why you see, yeah. Me follow, yeah. With kayaks, yeah. Like a groupie. Yeah, when I was young, I wanted finer things. I'm talking big cars, I'm talking diamond rings. To be a big boss with a lot of change. But now I'm seeing wealth with no designer frames. No Gucci, no Louis, no Prada, no designer frames. No Gucci, no Louis, no Prada, no designer frames. No Gucci, no Louis, no Prada, no designer frames. Cause now I serve a guy with a designer name.
Believers. I ain't tryna judge though, you ain't tryna budge though. Fruits of the spirit show if you really was though. I'm in love though. When I invite you to church, you too busy tryna call your cuzzo. Like where you at, what I'm supposed to do with that? You got me bent way back like a fifth cap.
Why is it this way?
That's obvious. I don't want my kids confused who God is. I ain't tryna judge though, you ain't tryna budge though. Fruits of the spirit show if you really was though. I'm in love though. When I invite you to church, you too busy tryna call your cuzzo. Like where you at, what I'm supposed to do with that? You got me bent way back like a fitty cap.
Why is it this way?
Late nights. for a little bit of loving. Lust for the pleasure and my faith was touching. What did you think? What you think? What did the love it? Lust for the pleasure.
Why is it this way? There's nothing to say.
I'm like, no more date nights. Late flights, I've switched up my game track. You probably like, yo, what's really good? Ha, I found Christ. Ha.
Let go.
That's right, that's the homie ZG featuring D-Flow as well. Man, I didn't do that on purpose, but hey, it worked like that. You know what I'm saying? That song right there is called Nothing to Say on Yada the King Radio. Man, I like that joint, man. We're getting it in right now with the homie Al Cam. Man, we chilling, chopping it up, man. Al Cam, man, for the people once again that are trying to get this project, when's it released and where can they get it, man?
It's released on April 24th. And they can get it at iTunes, Amazon, Google Music. Everywhere digital outlets are available. They can get it. The hard copies will be available. If you see me at a show anytime after April 24th, I have hard copies available as well. If you want to order some hard copies, you can hit me up. CD baby, we're gonna do it all
day. Oh, that's what's up, man. So what you got coming up next, man? What you got the EP about to release? What you got coming up, man? Following that.
I'm on a tour right now, so I'm pretty busy with that. My management team, Mainline Entertainment, we got the All Star Tour promo we doing right now, and after that, I got another tour I'm doing, pretty big tour, so that's going to pretty much take up the rest of my summer. But after that, I'm not sure, man. I want to do another mixtape. I want to start working on an album, so we just going to see what's going to happen.
No, that's definitely what's up, man. So Al Cam's getting it in, man. Y'all definitely want to pick up that project the 24th of April. Man, let me ask you that like this, man. You got any last words you would like to share, you know what I'm saying, for the people listening and your NBA playoff predictions, man? Who you think's going to win the championship this year, man? Let me know what's up.
Wow. I'm shooting for the Heat, but it looked like the Bulls may pull this one. I don't know. I'm thinking maybe OKC in the West.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm shooting for the Heat in the East, but they gonna have to show me some. So the Bulls been looking good lately.
Yeah, I'm gonna say this too, man. The Bulls, they just better get healthy, man. If they don't got a healthy Derrick Rose during this playoffs, it's gonna be really, really tough, man.
Right, right. I agree.
And that's how I leave it right there.
I agree.
Nah, man. Any last words you want to share with the people, man, the listeners, man?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you, man. I thank y'all for coming out, checking out the interview on Yada the King Radio, man. I want y'all to go pick up the EP when it come out April 24th. I got the Turn It Up remix on there. I got a couple features on there that y'all would love and that y'all should be looking forward to. And so I'm releasing a third single later this month. I'm releasing a video later this month. And I got a bunch more stuff happening, man. So keep in touch. Follow me on Twitter, AlCam314. Facebook me, AlCam Music. I'm good.
All right, man. Definitely check him out. See what he got going, man. AlCam, man, I just want to say thanks for getting it in with us, man. We definitely enjoyed you coming on to be with Yada the King Radio, man, for the time tonight, brother.
I want to thank y'all for having me, man. I appreciate it.
All right, man. And definitely, as we get out of here, continue to be radical. We're going to go into this radical joint, man, that I love right here from Forever called Put Me In. Now, do you know them cats out there, man?
Yeah, I know Forever.
Okay, what? Uh-huh. Have you been where they did this song in concert yet?
I haven't been when they did it in concert yet, but I will be on the 14th, though. We got a big show coming up, me, Forever, P-Dub, Rio, so it's going to be pretty big.
All right, man, so definitely check that out as we hop it in, man, and we're going to check this out right here on Yacht of the King Radio. Here we go.
nobody who can do me like Jesus can. I never met nobody who will love me in spite of my transgressions. He loves you, he died for you, he wants you. Now he's standing with his arms out wide to welcome you inside. He died so you will have eternal life.
The homie G Status, you did come with me, the name of the track. We're getting it in on Yacht of the King Radio, man. I appreciate y'all for checking us out, man, and I just, you know, we can't thank y'all enough for supporting what we do. You know, this is something that God blessed us to do, man, and I just want y'all to be encouraged, to be inspired, to let the music relax you, encourage you to go harder for God, man. And today's topic is all about being radical. As I said, man, this is Mother Mullins. The spirit that she just possesses is a radical spirit for God, man. And she don't care who it is. Look, I've seen her talk to people that they might be younger than me, they might be older than me, but she's so radical it doesn't matter. And when she preaches or she shares the gospel with a man, they have to respond, man. And you know, she's a real short lady. She's not that tall, but she packs dynamite when it comes to the spirit, man. And I just wanted to talk about this today, man. How can we be radical? We actually also been at my church. We've been talking about getting radical in our praise, getting radical in our prayer. So this all kind of inspired today's topic of the day. And when you start to get radical, you know, one thing I will say is people start to look. Now, anytime people start to look at Christians, it could be a good thing, because people can see, especially when you're being radical, they can see how radical you are. They can see what you're about. They see, okay, this is how he's going to do this, this is how he's going to do that. So now what they start doing, they not only are they looking, they start studying you. Even before they become saved, there's a lot of people that study Christians. And I'll say this, if we are radical about our God and we're doing a good job of being radical about him, then people can become believers as well, man. I think part of the thing that we were talking about with Alcam, he was talking about being around radical believers is going to make you be a radical believer. If I'm around people that are getting into their word all the time, if I'm around people that they don't care about who's watching them when it's time to worship, they don't care about You know what I'm saying? What other people think about them, they're going to go all out for God. That's going to make me either do one or two things. Go all out for God or step away from Him. And I believe that right now we are in a situation in this world where God, well, I ain't going to say right now. God has always looked for people to be radical. We look at the story of David. When he came back from war, there was one time he danced. And it said he danced so hard, some of his clothes fell off. He was so radical with his dance. He didn't care what people saw. Now, we can look at his wife at that time, Micah, or Michael. She was hot about that. She was like, yo, you can't be dancing for God like that. You know, that to me, that's not really, but he was so radical, it didn't matter. We got to get to a place where it no longer matters what people think, what people feel. Now, this does not mean just be bullies. This is talking about when it comes to serving God. Now, there is going to be time where you're going to have to be concerned with some people's feelings. If you're ministering to them, if you're not concerned with them, you're not going to be able to do a good job of ministering to people. But when it comes to serving God, we have to get to a place where we are radical. When it comes to prayer, we have to be radical. Sometimes I know even in my prayer life, I've been doing a lot more quiet prayer time where I'm speaking, but it's just quiet. But when you start opening your mouth, you start lifting your hands, it just does something different, man. And we actually been doing this in our church. We're doing a study on prayer, powerful prayer. And worship, man. And man, it's been really good, man. We not only are we studying it, we are applying it. We have worship time right after that, and get it in, man. And it's a book by Moore Cirillo. It's a series of books that he's been talking about prayer. And man, we just got to get radical, man. I think that we living in an age right now where if we're not radical, the world doesn't want what we have. I mean, I think the opposite of radical, realistically, it's dead. We got a lot of non-radical Christians. You know what I'm saying? Where, you know, we go with the flow. Oh, I'm a Christian today. Nah, we cannot do that. We got to be radical, man. Let's leave our mark on this world. Let's leave our mark on these people so that they can see us. And they say, hey, man, I want that. Even sports fans, they're so radical. The world is so radical already about the things that they have. If we're going to tell them that, hey, you should get Jesus, and we're not radical about it, they don't want that. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to encourage us, not discourage, but encourage us to be radical about our faith, be radical about what we believe, which is the kingdom of God. And that same radicalness that a lot of us might have about sports, where we pump when they hit the winning shot or a big play goes on, we need to implement that into our relationship with God. We should be that excited about Jesus, man. It's the Warrior Don Cristiano signing out. Holla. Life. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da. Shabakta. I yada da. I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da. Shabakta. We yada da. We yada da. Yada the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new GospelNW.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada the King?
Yada the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Yes, Yada the King Radio now on GospelNW.com.
I always gotta
Yada the King Radio.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada the King Radio.
Yada the King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yada.king.com
for the latest episode on Yada the King Radio. I always gotta
Yada the King Radio.
Yacht of the King Radio.
Out in Las Vegas right now.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yacht of the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now.
Every Tuesday and Saturday at 6 p.m.
Catch us on KLAV. AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby.
At unity.com.
That's spelled www.unity-t.com.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
I always gotta.
Come on over to YadaTheKing.com. Live every Thursday, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8:30 Eastern. Definitely want to get it in with us, man, as we interview the best in gospel urban music. Check out the Fun Facts segment, man. You don't want to miss this. Catch up on our interviews and Chase's devotional. Subscribe to the email list, man, and see what's popping on Twitter and Facebook with us. You dig? Your home for banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life.
YadaTheKing.com.